So, yes, just begun. So, we just begun. Okay? I'm extremely surprised of the amount of people. I mean, it's not only the weather, it's the title. This talk was for Debian Day, and I was extremely surprised for the amount of people there too. But this is going to be the advanced version because, come on, you are Debian developers. So, yeah. So, just to know, how many of you know something about capabilities? And from that amount, how many of you, it's only a rough idea, but not the details? That's great. That talk is for you. Okay, so there is somebody who has no idea about capabilities. Okay, great, great. Awesome. So let's try to go there. So you know the problem that we have in Unix systems. So otherwise you are root, you are God, you are full power, or you are a simple user without any power at all. So this is the typical root, non-root problem. So Linux capability wants to tackle this kind of issues. We have some solutions for that. One is the BitSuite. How do you pronounce that in English? I said suite. You said? SUID. Okay, SUID. And the other one is sudo. So I hope that many of you are familiar with those concepts. So now we are talking about capabilities. So these two approaches are a way to give a full power to a task, to a process, to a user, but only for a temporal moment, for some kind of limited scope. But we would like to be more precise than that. So let's go to the example of ping. So many of you probably know that ping is with the bit SUID. Yes? So it's not working. And it's not working because ping requires open a raw socket. Just that. And only root can open a raw socket. In the same way that only root can open a port under the 1024 and that kind of things. So we need to give to ping the capability of open a raw socket, but only that. I think it's this capability. Let me check here. Yes. See, so this version of ping, which is the same one, but without the bit suite, the bit SUID, can make the task without this bit because it has the capability of open this raw port. So this is the classical basic example. So hands up if you get it. Let's continue. Yes, and why capability is important? Because tries to make something about the minimum privilege, which is not the case with the sudo or with the SUID. So this concept of capabilities have been in the kernel since 2.2, which was quite time along. But it has the current form that is useful somehow since 2.6.24. And requires extended file attributes. so it doesn't work on NFS and the common things. And the two basic commands are getcap and setcap. So these two commands are in this package. Comes with some other nice tools. Get pickups, it's a way to know which is the capability of one process running. So let me show you. So let's run ping here. Yep, so this process is running with this capability. This is the way that you use setcap. So you need, of course, a capability from the sets of capabilities. You can find that set in the man page capabilities. It's like 35 different capabilities. Let's make a rough. So for example, this one can change the owner of, can chown something. Is that a word, isn't it? Yeah, chown. you can kill any process with this one. Yes, you can open a raw socket. You can, this one can allows you to bind a port less than 1024. Of course, there is a capability for set capabilities. Yep. So you put a capability, you put an operator, and you put a set. It works like, I think it's the next slide. So let's work on that after that. And of course, the file. And there's other package, libcap-ng-utils, which include other tools. Netcap lists the capabilities of the daemons running in ports. Filecap, it's for files. And pscaps is an extended version of getpcaps. So this is the example, just for documentation. Uh-huh. So this looks like a way to avoid bit SUID. We have many of those. We have a list of those, indeed. The list is collected by the security group. Debian security data, yes, sweet. Yep, it's an extremely huge list. It's extremely outdated. And let me check how many of those refers to root. Yes, like 300 of those are SUID of root. Yes, in Lenin, because this is based on Lenin. That's a bit, just a bit old. So the thing here is only for SUID for root. Otherwise, we don't need these kind of things. We don't need capabilities because we are not running with any capabilities. So for example, Unix CH PWD used to run with bit SUID, but not anymore, so that's fixed somehow. And a funny other thing is that could be useful for other tools. So let me show you Wireshark. So you're familiar with Wireshark. I love this program. And it's useful for SNF, the network. But if you're running as a simple user, you can't SNF in any interface. If you run Wireshark as root, you can. So that's right. But you have a warning saying, please don't run this program as root. So it's, it's not that useful if you can't run Wireshark as root. So a way to fix this is with this command. So I'm extending this binary, dumpcap, which is the process in charge of doing the actual sniffing, with the capability of sniff. And in this case, I can sniff as a simple user without all the problems that I can have. I mean, Wireshark needs to parse a lot of things, and that's the typical buffer overflow problem. So I can be safe somehow if I run in this way instead of root. So probably you are all agree if I said that this is a better way to run Wireshark instead of root. So the same case for TCP dump, which is of course another sniffer. We can run these capabilities for NTP date, but somebody says me that this program. Okay, never mind. Yeah. So as you can see, we can run all these programs with these capabilities. For example, sysmodule, which allows you to load the module to the kernel for that binary. And in that case, something nice happens. For example, in the case of the ping, if I run the yes, if I put this capability to the actual ping, which has the bit SUID, I get a message in the kernel that. Mm-hmm. I get this message in the kernel. So the kernel noticed that this program has the ability to run with all the capabilities and only with this capability and select with the minimum privilege. So it's great. So in the same way, you can run these binaries with the capability and won't run as root with all the capabilities. Will run as root, but only with few capabilities. Yes. So now you need to be careful with who can run this program. So of course, if I modify my Wireshark, everybody in my computer can run Wireshark and sniff the network. So you need to be warned about that. So this thing about the flag sets. So I'm pretty sure that many of you are familiar with this concept. But in the permanent set, you have the capability that is in your toolbox. And in the effective set, it's the capability that you have in your hand. So you can drop a capability from your hand to the toolbox. If you drop a capability from the toolbox, you can't access that capability anymore. And if you drop from your hand, you can get it again from your toolbox. So it's a way to drop intermediate things and a way to disable temporary capabilities. In the case of the last one, it's the amount of capability that you allow for the exec syscall. The fork is not included here because the fork is a copy of the memory, so the fork gonna get the same amount of capabilities that the father. So there is another lovely package called libpamcap, which is a capability module for PAM. This is the way to use it. In this scenario, I would like to give a user, call it semi-root, the capability of remove any file in my system without check the permissions. So I need to give that capability to the user. That's gonna put that capability in the P in the toolbox. And in this case, for example, it's not in the toolbox. Otherwise, anybody can run ram without any check. This capability disable the DAC check. So I should be careful not to put a P here. So when RM met semi-root, all the capabilities are there, and then semi-root can remove any file in the system. Yes, and only works for RM, of course, not for unlink or the kind of things. I have a demo of this, but let me show you something. I close it? Yes, okay, so it's not working now because it's a release critical bug, so please close it. So let's talk a bit about process capability. So that is a way to drop these capabilities. I made a wonderful example in C, which is extremely long. So I made the same version in Python, which is 7 lines. So I will show you the 7 lines version. It's a web server, which runs in the 80 port. Let me show you. So this libcap-ng has binding for Python. So that's why. The basic part of the server is not this one. It's just this one. So I'm set a handler and open a port here. And then I'm looping. Yes? So of course, if I run it like that, everything goes nice, but remember netcap, which is the version that checks the, in this case, this HTTP server runs with full capabilities. Yes. So let's modify this. Let's include cap-ng, and let's drop all the capabilities except this one, cap net bind service. So is somebody exploit this process? The only capability that they have is just bind a port under the 1024. So that's great. Of course, there is some drawbacks. So maybe the question here should be why we don't support this more out of the box. And probably the answer is because the normal tools doesn't support X attributes, extended attributes like move, CP, tar, especially this stat override. I have no idea what's that for, but yeah, that doesn't support X attribute. Somehow it's a bit something a bit not too explored, so that's great that you are here because now you can explore more about this. Yesterday or the day before, Luke asked me how to include capabilities in his packages, so that's great. But there is bigger problems, even more. So the problem is that in some situations, give a capability to a user. Yes.
Okay, so I don't understand why is it necessary that tools support this kind of capabilities, because this is managed by the kernel, right?
Yes, but the file capability are supported by the file system. And for example, each time that I upgrade my Wireshark, I need to set the capability again because I lose the inode. So.
Okay, so it would not be a security hole. It would just be losing the possibility to use the tool with the needed capabilities.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's somehow inconvenient. Mm-hmm. And we are an operating system, so we want to be convenient. So in some scenarios, some capabilities can be root equivalent, especially in scenarios where the arbitrary code execution is. It's possible. For example, if you have the capability to override DAC, if you ignore the DAC checks, of course you can check change the etc password and get root easily. And if you have the possibility to change the permission of a file, you can change the owner of etc password and get access easily. And the same applies to shadow. In this case, for example, you can only read, but you can make a brainboard attack or something and you get root easily. And many other examples. This one is fancy. So in this case, if you have kill and bind service, you can just change a service and steal credentials, for example. That's a nice one. So you can imagine a lot of weird scenarios where one capability gives you root access. So even if you don't have any capability, the fact that you're running with root, it can allow you to do something. For example, if you only have root, you can write on the cron hourly your script, and eventually cron runs with root with all the capabilities, and the binary will be executed. Did you get that last example? Yes, probably yes. So there is a even worse scenario where include capability can open new holes. So there is a fancy document. This document is called Exploiting Capabilities. Wow. So in this case, the mount is not prepared to run without the capability, but it's prepared to run as root. And yeah, there is some attack where you can manipulate the empty type temp. So it's an insecure temp file in the etc. And yeah, of course, mount is already fixed. But if your application is somehow not prepared for capabilities, not think about capabilities, you make open a hole there. So be careful. So, yes.
I think something that may illustrate this medicine worse than the cure is that we as developers, we should all know to fear SUID binaries. And and the thing is, you did this check and you found 300. But when you do an LS or a simple check on the file system, files with capabilities do not show. So you think you're safe. You think you have a system with no strange permissions. And I think that's also an important point.
Yes. So let me transform that in a scenario. So you can build a backdoor with capabilities and nobody will notice. So I think that's a lack of tools. So I mentioned somewhere here, but yeah, here. So somehow there is a lack of tools. So a rootkit scanner should include this kind of check somehow.
Yeah, but even, I mean, when you did an LS on SBIN root, it was shown in red.
Well, that could be nice, yes.
Because LS looks at that. So it's not even a specific security scanning tool. Mm-hmm. It's just the most everyday command you run.
Yes,
and we are aware of SUID.
I agree.
So something that
yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. So the second point is this thing that could be useful for not set user ID programs. The Wireshark example, I think, is a good example. I have some other examples. So I make this, I run this command, pscap, what's this? Let me put this bigger. So as you can see, there are some of them which are running with capabilities, for example, Bluetooth D and genome keyring daemon. So I asked myself, okay, how they make it? So I download the source. Thank you, Debian. Yes, in the post installed, I'm not sure if it's clear enough to read it. It's better? No, it's not better. It is better. Okay. So this guy just ran setcap after they installed the thing. Probably it's not the most elegant way. We have tools to set permissions. Maybe we should extend those tools in order to support this. If something funny, maybe Fedora 15 release without any bit SUID, and that was like 2 years ago, 1 year ago. So somehow they are afraid those bits. I don't know. I think it's a common feeling, afraid these bits. On the other hand, they usually be in binaries that have been in system forever, like ping. So nobody should be afraid of that. But yeah, they decide to remove every bit set user ID in Fedora 15. And Ubuntu is planning to do the same. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's not worthy. I don't know. It's a lot of work, and maybe the profit is, maybe there is no profit.
Fedora already has SE Linux support, right? And so how would this tie to SE Linux?
Yeah. The short answer is I don't know.
Okay.
So, I think that they try to go to similar problems, but yes, I try to use SE Linux, and it's extremely complex. And maybe this is a way in the middle, not that complex, but I have no idea how they integrate both. So,
you started out with Ping as the first example for how to use capabilities,
mm-hmm.
and Ping by default is set user ID root, so everyone is able to use it. With turning on the capability, you won't need to set UID root anymore. But you also bring up examples like TCP dump and mount, which mm-hmm. are not set UID root.
Mm-hmm.
By setting the capability, everyone would be able to use it with its full extent.
If they can execute it, they will exercise the capability. So you need to remove the execution for everyone.
Okay.
Okay. So this point of capabilities are hard to understand. I think it's something. It's not that hard that SE Linux. So maybe it's, but yes. I was thinking here. Should I defend capability? I don't feel an expert in capabilities, and I give in this talk somehow. So yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the path to go. Gunnar, there. I can give you another microphone if you want. No.
Well, I was thinking maybe one of the reasons that Fedora was able to implement this and Ubuntu are on their way to is precisely because they support very much more conservative setups. I mean, they can say, well, we will install with extended 4, we will not run on NFS because a very small fraction of their user base uses it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that the majority of Debian installs run on NFS, mm-hmm. but we do have every time something is bound to break a little minority of the systems, we have a flame war.
Yes.
Recently, we had this one about run, mm-hmm. for example.
I totally agree, yes.
Yeah, so.
And then. Do we have two of those? Microphones. No, Debian developers.
Do you know anything about the technical details, how Ubuntu is going to implement this? Do they put the capabilities into the data tar.git?
They just have a list of they want to remove the bit.
Yeah, but from if you install a package.
Yes.
I suppose they will set the capabilities on the file system in some automatic way.
Yes.
You don't have to do it manually.
Yes. Okay. I have no idea about the details.
Yeah.
No.
Because if I understood you correctly, it would be possible to have the ping, for example, be set UID and automatically set the capabilities and do the right thing mm-hmm. if you have extended attributes and mm-hmm. just skip the attributes and still do the thing it does today. If you don't have extended attributes.
Exactly. If you have both, the kernel selects the less privileged one. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they maybe have the tools that we lack to in order to support better this extended attribute in post install and that kind of things. Yeah.
And
you can check it in that
just
way.
Just as a remark, I think it's in my opinion it sounds quite worthwhile because it's a security improvement and it's kind of an easier one than all the other alternatives like running a full SE Linux system or UpArmor. But on the other hand, what scares me a bit is that capabilities seem to be a lot of a mess. I mean, you showed it. There are silly capabilities that are root equivalent. Mm-hmm. And there was, I think, a few months ago, a LWN article about this too. They're discussing this mess. So I think maybe we should also wait if the mess gets cleaned up first.
Yes. But meanwhile, I suggest that have better tools for that. Yes. Okay. And yes, you are not so there.
Could you use it in the context of, say, like a daemon, where you want to prevent it from writing to temp, as an example? So any program can write to temp now.
Yes.
Can you reduce its privilege? You know, a normal privilege that any process would have, can you eliminate
no,
that?
No, no. We are talking about root capabilities.
Just root capabilities.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is 35 things that root can do, and we somehow split it, and we can give those. Yes. So we left a lot of links here. Lucky enough, our Penta now support slides attached, so you can download those from Penta. Especially, well, this document is the scary one, but yes, the other ones are nice too. So any of you have any more comments? I hope that you can learn something new today.
Just one.
Yes, sure.
What do we do with K3BSD? Not that I care, but if we do it in Debian, it should somehow work there too.
Yes.
Does it?
Probably not. They call it Linux capabilities. I don't know.
No, but they have something very similar. I mean, basically, Linux capabilities were copied over, at least I first knew them in OpenBSD.
But I'm pretty sure that Hard doesn't. They have some kind of project to
No, but Hart has a herd of demons. So.
Okay.
No, but K3BSD will support, I don't know if it's the same set or the same nomenclature, but they do have capabilities.
Mm-hmm. But it's a nice question. I mean, this tool improvement should include somehow.
Yeah, do we still have time maybe? Is it possible to do a CH UID with capability?
Yes, it is there.
So, and CH root? Thank you.
You're welcome. Gunnar or Rhonda?
No, basically, anything that root can do was divided in a set of.
Small things.
Yeah, but 35 groups of actions. Mm-hmm. So whatever a root can do that a regular user cannot do is in one of those sets. That's why, for example, I mean, it could sound counterintuitive that he's presenting capabilities as a way to not require root, but one of the capabilities is the becoming root. So, well, that's the reason.
I asked for CH UID, not set UID.
CH.
Change from.
Yes, yes. No, I mean, with set UID, you can just set UID 0 and you're root. I mean, so. I was trying to illustrate the example that Gunnar says.
Set UID to a running process.
If you give this capability to a process, the process can set UID 0 and it's root with all the capabilities. Yep. Yes, Rhonda. If you want, I mean.
There was a question on ISC about how is the user space memory layout? Is there any chance to stuff out? Sorry, I'm in the wrong.
That's from the other channel. I was like, what the fuck? any other comment? So again, I hope that you could learn something new today. And okay, thank you for your time.